The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
On News Talk. The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
On News Talk.
The Assisted Human Reproduction Coalition, they've described a comment by the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, about legislating for international surrogacy as extremely disappointing and hurtful. This is what Stephen Donnelly had to say in the Shannon this week. Take a listen.
The Assisted Human Reproduction Bill was not originally envisaged to include international surrogacy, as colleagues will be aware. And it would be law by now if we hadn't stopped it. So to be clear, it has been years, I think, as several colleagues have said, it's been years in the making. It's urgently required, regardless of international surrogacy, it's urgently required for people in Ireland. We need to regulate this sector domestically. It's at committee and it has been paused. I was asked to stop it for several months. I've stopped it for several months. But I'm very keen that we get going with the AHR bill quickly. So we agreed to a 12-week pause. We can't indefinitely pause the AHR bill.
Yeah, that was Stephen Donnelly speaking in the Shannon. Cathy Wheatley is from Irish Families Through Surrogacy. Cathy, what is the issue with what the minister had to say?
Good evening. Thank you so much for having us on today. I suppose, you know, as an advocacy group representing families who have children born through international surrogacy, to hear those comments was so extremely hurtful and really disingenuous to us, because, you know, the narrative was so negative here, and the statement made our families' needs, our children's needs, sound like an inconvenience to Mr. Donnelly and his department. There was a hint of blame underpinning his comments, as in, but for us, the pause of the AHR bill to be reviewed to include international surrogacy, that somehow IVF funding would be in place by now. And that simply is not true. And you know, our children matter. Our children are as important as any other child in Ireland. And the general narrative was so negative that we've had families up and down the country so upset, because we have believed that the government is doing everything that they can to ensure that these families are finally recognised.
And just to kind of put people clearly in the picture, I mean, the situation at the moment is that international surrogacy is not at all legislated for in this country. You want that addressed. There's this piece of legislation on the books, on the way through the Houses of the Oireachtas, but it doesn't deal at all with international surrogacy. Is that it?
Yeah, 100%. So currently there is no laws in place for surrogacy of any type in Ireland. The AHR bill does to a certain extent deal with domestic surrogacy, but there is no provision there for recognition of international surrogacy. And we really feel like we cannot bury our head in the sand. International surrogacy, like most of the children born through surrogacy, are born internationally. And that will continue to be the case. So what we need is, we need regulation. We need the guidance from the government, and that's what we're asking for. And to say that an assisted human reproduction bill is not the place for international surrogacy is just beyond me, because if the assisted human reproduction bill isn't the place, then what is? We have waited since 2001 for this legislation to be looked at, to be finally put in place. And now all of a sudden, Minister Donnelly has an urgency to it. You know, we have been waited. There is an urgency for us as well. But, you know, going ahead with an assisted human reproduction bill, which in our view, if it doesn't include international surrogacy, is not fit for purpose, just does not benefit anybody.
And what, like down through the years, Cathy, what has been the pushback from politicians and policymakers and civil servants? You know, they obviously recognise there's a need to legislate here to deal with IVF and surrogacy. But why then not deal in the same legislation with international surrogacy? Like what has been their argument?
Yeah, what their argument has been, that it's a complex issue and that you're dealing, you know, with laws in other jurisdictions. And yes, that is certainly true. We recognise that. But there are ways around it. There's ways that we have worked with, you know, different countries and inter-party agreements. We, as an organisation, as the Assisted Human Reproduction Coalition and Irish Families Through Surrogacy, have done mountains of work, huge position papers. We went to the committee. We presented our cases. There are answers there. All we need the government to do is to really commit to actually giving this the time to be able to put this in and do it properly now instead of kicking the can further down the road.
Yeah, I suspect we're not breaking the mold here. I mean, there's legislation on the books in other countries, is there? I accept legal systems are different in every jurisdiction, but I mean, there's a lot of it we could ape, is there?
Oh, 100%. And I mean, like, there's been surrogacy legislation in the UK since, I think it's 1989. You know, we're way behind. They're actually at the point now of reviewing and updating the surrogacy legislation. But we've had nothing, absolutely nothing. You know, there's so many examples that we can look to. The Canadian model is absolutely fantastic. We've issued so much information. We've had specialists from all of these jurisdictions come on, legal specialists, medical specialists, you know, given the information that's needed by the government. And of course it's needed, and of course it needs to be looked into, and it needs to be done properly. Mm. But the urgency, the rush that Minister Donnelly is putting on now and trying to move forward, leaving out international surrogacy, means that he's leaving behind our children, but not just our children, future generations of children. Nobody knows when this could come to their door. And all we're asking for is to let the committee do what they were originally tasked with doing. And that was to look at the evidence, speak to the professionals, and then put together recommendations based on that, on how international surrogacy can be included in the AHR bill. The committee have been diligently working on that.
And is the fear, Cathy, that, you know, if the AHR bill progresses without international surrogacy dealt with, that it's not the case that then it will immediately be dealt with shortly thereafter, that it actually just gets long-fingered altogether, because,
yeah,
you know,
100%,
we've now sorted surrogacy here, we've sorted IVF, you know, it's like we can park that for a while.
Yeah, so if you look at, you know, considering, you know, the first commission on this was actually done by the then Minister for Health, and Taoiseach Micheál Martin, back in 2001. So, you know, 21 years have passed. And so we just really feel like, if not now, then when? We can't wait another 21 years when our children are growing up without a legal parent relationship that the state actually has to provide those children with. And we're not asking them to reinvent the mold. We are asking them to be leaders. We are asking them to be the progressive government and society that we are in Ireland. We're asking them basically just to go ahead and do something now that can impact the future of Irish children.
And what has been the reaction, Cathy, from within, you know, organisations and groups like your own, and I know you're not the only ones, but Irish Families Through Surrogacy and others, to Stephen Donnelly's comments today, the suggestion that, listen, this has been held up long enough, we've got to plough on without international surrogacy included?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a huge amount of really dismay. We can't believe that those comments were made, especially because we have continuously asked Minister Donnelly to meet with us. Irish Families Through Surrogacy alone has requested a meeting with Minister Donnelly four times. Four times we have been denied or we have not been answered. The coalition group consists of many groups: Equality for Children, Irish Gay Dads, NISIG, LGBT plus community. There's so many groups who have requested meetings with Minister Donnelly. He has not met one organisation who this directly affects. And so you can imagine now, at this point, we really are exasperated by the whole situation. So we asked Mr. Donnelly to come and meet us, talk to us, let us tell him our concerns directly, so that, you know, you can't kick the can further down the road. The very children, we're asking him publicly to meet us, meet our children, the children who he wants to turn a blind eye to. But they exist, and they're going to continue to be born into this country. And we cannot and will not, we will not stand by as their families and their parents and not make a stand for them. This is it. The time is now. We have to make this happen.
And what has been the level of engagement, or how would you assess that level of engagement lately with the
Minister
department
Donnelly?
And with the minister?
Zero. We have had zero engagement with Minister Donnelly. We have had a meeting with the department. We've given a presentation to the department once, and nothing else since. And then the next time that we heard the comments was at the public Joint Oireachtas Committee meeting on international surrogacy, and it was very clear, you know, from the officials that was in there, that really there was, we feel, very little interest in making this happen. And it's not impossible. We have had cross-party support, and I suppose, you know, even from the point of view of from Minister Donnelly's own our own party, Fianna Fáil have been hugely supportive of us. Micheál Martin has given us assurances that he wants international surrogacy to be regulated and included. You know, we have had huge cross-party support with Fine Gael. Mary Siri Kearney has been a fantastic advocate for us. And then in Sinn Féin, Kathleen Function, these people are not making this a political issue.
Yeah.
They're making it a family issue. And that's all we want Minister Donnelly to do.
Cathy Wheatley from Irish Families Through Surrogacy. Cathy, thanks a million for joining us here on The Hard Shoulder. If you've been impacted by that, if you suspect to be impacted, if you were one of those people, one of those families, hoping that this legislation would deal with your situation, your family situation, your kids born through international surrogacy, let me know how you feel now that it looks like you're going to be left in the lurch. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.